You're listening to Path to Empowerment, a podcast to help you connect to your intuition, gain confidence, and light your path in life. Join me, your host and empowerment coach, Sydney, as we journey together through this wild ride called life. Tune in for discussions on healing, growth, authenticity, and so much more. It's time to be empowered. It's time to light your path. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Path to Empowerment. I hope you all enjoyed listening in to last week's episode where I had my dear friend Rhonda coming to join us, where we talked about a number of different things, but we also promoted our Tea Time Tuesday segments that are happening on Instagram Live every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had our first one on Tuesday, November 22nd, and they are continuing on every Tuesday. So I encourage you, tune in. We'll be answering any questions that you guys might have about understanding intuition or getting some clarity on energy, really anything that's popping in your head that you want to learn more about. Rhonda and I are here to help. Now, getting into today's episode, I want to focus on managing your energy over the holiday season. It's getting to be that time of year again where we have a number of parties that we're attending, whether it's a work event or visiting friends or family. This can definitely be a super exciting time. But it also is incredibly busy. While connecting with people, loved ones in particular, can be incredibly healing, it can also be a little bit draining. Whether you're going to a work event where you feel like you have kind of a bit of a love-hate relationship going on, or if you are visiting friends and family and you love them dearly, but you just find that every time you get together, specifically either with that person or just in large groups in general, that you tend to feel a little bit stressed maybe ahead of time, you're feeling anxious, and you just feel really exhausted and tired and drained at the end of the event, it's usually because you're not protecting your energy. This can look like a number of different things to a number of different people, but I want to give you a few tips and tricks that you can use over this holiday season to help protect your energy. The very first thing that you want to do is to gain awareness of how you are actually feeling in this moment. We have a tendency to deflect and get sidetracked, and sometimes even intentionally pull our awareness away from ourselves. We're all guilty of it in some way, shape, or form. I know myself, I can scroll on TikTok endlessly, and that's a way of tuning out. Now, of course, I'm not going to be here to tell you, you know, turn off TikTok completely, delete the app, all that stuff. No, no. However it is that you feel that you decompress at the end of the day, take a look at how you're doing that. So myself, for example, I said I like to scroll on TikTok. I don't necessarily have to stop doing this practice because it is something that helps me kind of wind down from the day. Now, that being said, maybe I set a time limit for myself and I don't sit there scrolling endlessly for hours. I set it either as an alarm on my phone, or I know a lot of phones nowadays, you can actually put time limits on applications so that, you know, as soon as 30 minutes or an hour is up, you'll get a notification on your phone that you've done your time for the day and it will turn off the app, kind of. It will shut it down, and then you'd have to put in a password if you want to open it again. It's just a way to practice being more mindful and in the moment. We're still allowing ourselves the time that we need to, you know, check out these funny videos, or for other people who are, you're on Instagram or Snapchat, or even just playing video games or watching TV. It doesn't necessarily have to be an app. I know we all have our little ways that we like to try and relax. The problem is we get sucked into these. Even for watching TV, you know, you start with watching one episode, and before you know it, you've binged a whole season. So what you want to start to do, and this is something that you should practice on a daily basis, is being more aware of how you're spending your energy and how you are trying to deflect and ignore and, you know, not really tune into yourself. Whenever you find yourself doing something like turning on the TV or spending time with friends for coffee, you know, if you're somebody who's always trying to keep busy, you can't have an open schedule, I'll encourage you to take a moment and think about that. Why is it you always feel the need to keep busy? Why is it that you are always on TikTok or playing video games or just scrolling aimlessly on your phone or sucked into the TV? Sure, there's definitely a lot of entertainment to be had. However, it's through these resources that we can ignore our own needs and our own emotions. When this happens, when we get stuck in a routine where we're actively not paying attention to what our needs are, how we're feeling, it creates a stagnant negative energy that makes us feel stressed and scared, anxious and depressed. So what we need to do in these moments is we need to allow time for feeling and allow time for healing. So whatever it is that you're doing, whether it is actively trying to fill up your schedule with going out with friends, tuning into the TV, whatever the case may be, don't necessarily stop cold turkey if that's something that scares you, because, you know, it is important to have some fun, and if that looks like binge watching a Netflix show, sure, go do that. But what I'll encourage you to do is to set a timer or to set a limit, saying, okay, I'm only going to do this for so long. Or, you know what, I have 3 days off this week. I'm going to say I'll see my friends on one of the days and I'll leave the other two for other things. And what this is going to do, when you're freeing up this intentional space, tune in. Have some time for meditation. And honestly, as weird as it might sound, have a minute where you just stand there with nothing to do. That might scare some of you, because I felt the energy in that. As soon as I said it, I could just feel the hesitation that the collective really has in having nothing to do. And this is for two reasons. One, because as a society, we are very action motivated. We always need to be keeping busy. And if you have time for yourself, it can be looked at like maybe you're being lazy, or that you're a bad friend for not wanting to spend this free time with your loved ones. And that's a false narrative. It's important to have this free time as a way to connect with yourself. So whatever it is that you like to do, set aside a day if it's going out with friends, or an hour if it's watching TV. Set aside some time and start doing this now, where you can actively look inwards and ask yourself, how am I feeling in this moment? What do I need to feel better? How am I feeling in terms of my relationship with myself, my relationship with others, the world around me? It's through this awareness that we start to understand where we can start to help ourselves by putting in some boundaries that need to be in place. And by taking care of ourselves properly through proper self-care, making sure that when we do have things to do, we have to go out somewhere, we're helping out our friends, that we're able to do so while we function at our best. We've taken care of ourselves, we've set aside a day or two, we did what we needed to do to heal so that we can be our best selves when we show up for others. Once you feel you have a decent understanding of how you feel and you feel comfortable with your ability to tune inward and understand your needs and your wants, start to take that attention and gently turn it around. Start to bring your attention to those around you. I'm talking about your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, your family, all these different social circles that you are a part of, whether you want to be there or not. We know you can't pick your family, but think about all of the different relationships that you have. And take stock. Think about how you feel when you connect with each of those individual people. Do you hang out with this person and feel super relaxed and happy and content? Do you spend time with this person and feel irritated and drained and frustrated? Does this person maybe make you ecstatic and super happy, and whenever you're with them, you kind of feel high off of life? You really want to pay attention to these things because this is going to help you navigate how you're going to grow and adjust your social circles accordingly. Now, let's start with the easy ones. Let's start with our friends. If you spend time with somebody and as you're reflecting, you think, yeah, you know what? This person doesn't make me feel good. They're saying some hurtful things. They're not respectful of boundaries that I have made clear are there. And yeah, they just, you know, they don't make me feel good. I always leave feeling really drained and tired, and I don't really want to spend time with them. This is an opportunity to reevaluate that relationship. Think about why you became friends in the first place. If you can, try to talk it out with this person. Try and see if there's a way to mend the relationship. Discuss boundaries and what happens, what consequences come into play when that boundary is overstepped. I encourage you to have a real and true, authentic conversation with this person. See if you can mend the relationship. That being said, if you've put these boundaries in place, you've had open dialogue, you've communicated with this person that sometimes they make you feel down because of whatever it is that they're saying or doing, and you feel that they're not being respectful of you and your boundaries, you've tried having a conversation with them, now it might be time to gently let that relationship go. I always say people are brought into your life for a reason, but they might not always stay there. It may be that this person is, sure, going to be a lifelong friend that you are connected with forever. But this person might be somebody who just served a purpose for a shorter amount of time, and you both learned and grew and loved each other as much as you could in that relationship. And you've reached a plateau. Now you've stopped growing together. You're kind of feeling a bit distant. Might be time to let that go. Now, when we're talking about relationships with your coworkers, this can be very difficult to manage because it is a professional relationship. If you've been invited to a holiday party from your workplace, and it sounds like everybody's going, they're really encouraging you to come, but you know that it doesn't feel right to you. If you're somebody who instantly gets like the ick factor when someone says like a corporate holiday party and you kind of feel a little like, ooh, no thank you. Even if you have friends at work, people who you feel close with, but you just don't feel like going to this party, don't feel obligated to go. For the people who you feel closest with, have a candid conversation with them and say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be going to this holiday party, but I would like to see you at some point over this month or throughout the holidays season. So why don't we meet one-on-one? Or, you know, why don't the two of us go for dinner? And just make it a smaller, more intimate gathering, something that's going to make you feel good. Now, on the other side of things, if you're somebody who hears the sound of a corporate holiday party and you love every single one of your coworkers and you are so pumped to go, go for it. Open invitation. That's your intuition. If it feels like a heck yes, go for it. If it's not a heck yes, it's a no. So that's your opportunity, as I said, to reach out to any coworkers that you do want to see, maybe just not at this big corporate holiday party, and make space for a more intimate one-on-one event. Now, the one great thing about the holidays is that we get to spend time with our family. And for some people, this is the highlight of the holidays. But we all know you can't pick your family. So for some people, and I really feel like probably most people, there is at least one person in your family that you have to spend time with throughout the holidays who doesn't make you feel so great. This is difficult. I'm going to level with you. It's a really hard and troubling situation to be in. And this is honestly just because you really have to navigate these complex relationships where you're there with your family, everyone has their own relationships on different levels. And unlike a corporate party where you can just say, yeah, no thanks, I'll see you guys at work instead of the party, typically there's a higher sense of obligation to attend these family events. I'm going to go back to boundaries on this one. It's important when you're going into these events, whether it's over the holiday season or any other time of the year, if you're spending time with a family member, somebody who does not respect your boundaries, makes you feel uncomfortable, and is, let's face it, in some cases, just genuinely not nice to be around, it gets difficult. So in this case, I would encourage you that whatever this event is, try to stick with your support group. Know who your allies are. If this is somebody in your family who you don't feel so great to be around, but you have, you know, five other family members present that you really enjoy their company, try to stick with them and have a conversation with them ahead of time saying, look, I'm going to say hi to this person. We don't have that great of a relationship. So I'm going to stick with you guys for most of the time if that's okay. And you really want to make sure that you are sticking with the people that you feel closest to. You also want to focus on setting boundaries. So you want to make sure that this person who you're maybe trying to avoid, or yeah, you don't feel so comfortable around, have a conversation with them. Just say, you know, hey, I have these boundaries in place, XYZ boundaries. They're here for a reason. There are consequences if you break them. So please, you know, let's do our best to try to work together here to make this a decent relationship. Now, as I've said before, if these people continue to overstep and be disrespectful of you and your boundaries, you may have to take things a step further. Now, there's a lot of other things you can do here. There's always talk therapy, which is great. Trying group therapy, you know, there's other options, but you want to make sure that you're setting these boundaries in place, that this person is aware of what boundaries have been set. And yeah, you know what? If it turns out that they can't be respectful, then you're going to have to try and get creative here. Do you have to attend this specific family event? If you do attend, can you avoid this person? Is it a big enough event that you might not be able to have an interaction with them? Or is this an opportunity for you to stay home and reach out to the family members that you are close with, who are supportive, and say, I'd like to spend time with you this holiday season outside of the family party. When can we get together? So it's all about being aware of how you feel and how you feel with these different relationships in your life. So those are just the different kinds of events that we might have going on over the holiday season, you know, spending time with friends, family, corporate events. But let's say you are somewhere and you've gone to this party and, you know, you were feeling pretty good about it at first, but all of a sudden it kind of hits you. I know for myself as an empath, I can be out with friends having the time of my life, and it's like hitting a brick wall. All of a sudden, energy has just dropped to zero. I am like a walking zombie, and I just have to like give my husband this look of, yeah, I'm done. You know, I've had my fill. It's been great. I need to go now. And thankfully, he understands. But when you are in that setting and it's not appropriate for you to leave, or you don't necessarily want to leave yet, one of the best things you can do, both leading up and during the event, is to try some visualization. One thing that my clients really enjoy is when I take them through the visualization where you would do this standing up, you have your feet planted firmly on the ground beneath you, and you picture roots, like roots of a tree, growing out from the bottoms of your feet down through the earth, wrapping around the earth's core to keep you grounded. And taking a deep breath, bringing your attention back up to your physical body, you start to envision a gold shield, a gold aura, a gold bubble, something that surrounds you. And this works like protective armor, like a really powerful aura that is hovering above your body. And what this does is it doesn't let in any negative energy. It's just going to throw it right back out into the universe to be cleared into something new. And your energy is protected. A lot of people find this visualization to be helpful. So that's definitely something that you can consider to do before, during, and after an event. Before, as a way to protect yourself. During, as a way to regulate and get grounded, and after, as a way to cleanse, picturing that light as clearing out anything that might have snuck through when you maybe had your guard down, just anything you feel you need to get rid of, allow this visualization to help you. Another really helpful tip is, as I mentioned at the start, being aware of what your needs are. You want to make sure that you are taking proper care of yourself leading up to these events, and as well as just kind of any other time of the year, to be honest. You always want to make sure that you are your top priority. So, what is it that makes you feel really, really great? What is it that makes you feel full of life? That you're recharged and ready to just take on the world. This might look like having a dedicated day where you do absolutely nothing. These are my favorite days. You wake up in the morning, you have no plans. Do you want to lay in bed for 5 more minutes? Do you want to go out for brunch? Maybe you want to stay in your pajamas all day, head over to the couch, and yeah, watch Netflix. Maybe you want to go out for a walk, be connected with nature. Maybe you want to do a yoga practice or try some coloring, some artistic practices. The day is yours. When we free up space, when we have designated downtime as a way to reconnect with ourselves, we are boosting our energy. This makes sure that we clear out anything that's been weighing down on us, anything that's making us feel small, feeling tired, feeling stressed. And we reconnect to what we love. And when we do this, the vibration of that action, of tuning in and doing something that you thoroughly enjoy, that's going to raise your vibration so high, you're going to feel like you're on top of the world. So in December, especially when we are so busy with all these different events, you need to make sure that you have at least a day, if not, in my own personal opinion, ideally a day a week, if you can pull that off, where you're just tuning in and spending time with yourself. I know that your time is valuable, and like I said, December gets to be a really busy month. So maybe instead what you do is, you know, for me, December's busy, so I have it set that every Sunday or every Saturday, whichever one of those days I can pull off that week, I'm going to dedicate, at bare minimum, the afternoon and evening to do nothing. So if I have errands to run, whatever it is that I need to get done, I'll do that in the morning. But at the very least, I have a full afternoon and evening for just myself. Something else you can do as well is setting time so that you have at least an hour every night to do what you enjoy. Maybe you're having a bath one day or reading a book. Whatever it looks like to you, you want to make sure that you're making time for this because it is important. This is what's going to give you energy to plow through and keep going during this season. One other thing that you can try during these events that you're at, as we're so busy this season, is don't be afraid to step outside for a minute. If you are at an event and, like I said, you know, you were having a really good time and maybe halfway through your battery just instantly goes to empty. It's like the phone shutting off. There was no warning. Instantly you're done. Now, like I said, there is the visualization technique that you can do, which is super helpful, so obviously I recommend it. But if you've tried that and it's still not enough, don't be afraid to step outside. If it's a blizzard out, maybe just step outside for a minute. Or if there's capacity in the house, maybe you take advantage and you excuse yourself to go to the bathroom or see if you can sneak away into another room of the house, of course, with the host's permission, but just a nice quiet space where you can allow yourself to take a few deep breaths and try to get grounded again. This is going to help you feel a little bit more centered, a little bit more at ease. You know, you've taken a few calming deep breaths. Okay, I can do this. And you've just kind of given yourself a little bit of a pep talk. And you might even want to do your visualization while doing this, while excusing yourself to either step outside for a minute or to go in another room. By having that little bit of space, it helps you regulate a little bit better. It's a little bit faster because you're not so hyper-focused on everyone else around you. A really simple yet effective thing to do is to simply call your energy back. It really is as easy as either ideally saying out loud, but again, if you're in a space where you don't feel comfortable to do that, you can't find a quiet space, even just thinking it, it has the same intention. Putting it out into the universe, I call my energy back. It is a powerful sentence and it will work. By saying, I call my energy back, you are going to release all of that toxicity, pull back at least some of your energy. You might not be at your top because, yeah, you're at a place filled with people. Odds are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a highly sensitive person or an empath, someone who's just really tuned into energy. So yeah, obviously you're not going to be at your 100%. But by saying, I call my energy back, you're getting a boost. You're getting to at least a 50% level where you can go back out into that space and continue to have a good time and be fully present. You're not going to be feeling weighed down by anything. As I said, the holiday season is a little bit of a stressful time for people because we are so busy. So follow these steps. Use these tips and they will help you to feel a little bit more grounded and ready to take on what truly is a very magical and exciting month. Using these tips, you'll be able to feel more centered, feel more like yourself, and be able to really enjoy whatever events you have going on this month. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will be back next week with a brand new episode featuring the wonderful Jay Lane, so stay tuned for that. As always, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Go Light Your Path, as well as on my website, lightyourpath.ca. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next week.